The international marketing information firm J.D. Power & Associates has published its 2003 Vehicle Dependability Study, considered by many a benchmark for long-term vehicle quality and reliability in the auto industry. The study is based on responses from more than 55,000 original owners of 2000 model year cars and light trucks whose vehicles have spent 3 years on real-world roads. We asked Brian Walters, Director of Product Research, for a general conclusion.
European brands in particular have really lost a lot of competitive ground in terms of dependability and now are among the vehicles that have the most number of problems after 3 years of ownership and considerably more problems than domestic branded vehicles. So the edge that the Europeans once have has slowly been whittled away, and now they're really at a competitive disadvantage.
As expected, Toyota and Honda did well in the survey. Some of the other winners, says Brian Walters?
Lexus has performed extremely well. Infiniti also has done historically fairly well in this study. And Buick is our number three ranked nameplate, the best domestic showing in the study and the best non-luxury model. That means that the Buick is better than Toyota and the average Toyota and Honda vehicle. So Buick has quite something, and General Motors in general has something to be proud of.
If there is a big loser in this survey of long-term quality, it may well be Germany's famed Mercedes-Benz. J.D. Power's Brian Walters says the former luxury leader's problems seem to multiply with a vehicle's age.
Well, Mercedes-Benz is the one that declines, the nameplate that declines most rapidly between initial quality and 3 years of in service. But the other luxury European brands, including Volvo and Land Rover and Audi, also declined fairly rapidly, and they're among the most rapidly declining vehicles in quality. So it's an issue for all of the European luxury brands as well.
Conversely, some vehicles start out rather poorly when new, but show up better with time.
The most dramatic is Subaru. Subaru did not perform as well when the vehicles are new, and in fact, in the 2000 initial quality study, Subaru was well below the industry average. After 3 years in service, however, Subaru finishes above the industry average, well above the industry average, primarily because they deteriorate more slowly than other brands in the industry.
Mr. Walters credits Toyota for the increased attention to reliability throughout the industry.
They led the charge, if you will, at improving this and making this a top priority. Other nameplates and other corporations have slowly followed, and now I think the industry as a whole has a great deal more focus on long-term dependability.
According to J.D. Power, 52% of America's new car buyers base their purchases on that very quality. I'm John Burchard, VOA News, Washington.